Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise mature sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes to see you, Lord. Open my eyes, my eyes.
Lift your voice and begin to pray the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Father, speak to us. We want to hear your voice. Precious Lord, show up in our midst here, Lord. Holy Spirit, bless us by the word of God. In this few minutes, in Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
For some time, I've been talking about confession because it's very much important to me. The reason being that the whole idea about Christianity is about confession. The Bible talks about the confession of our faith. The Bible says that with the heart do we believe, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So I have explained to you that you can believe God for healing, but if you don't confess it, you'll not see its manifestation. Child of God, there are many people that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God. There are many people that believe that he came to die. There are many people that believe that he is resurrected. There are many people that believe that he is sitting at the right hand side of the Father. But the Bible says that if you don't confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord,
if
you fail to confess that he is Lord, now the Bible says that it is by grace through faith ye are saved. So you look at it, you realize that grace is the finished work of Christ, which is done. But the faith, through faith, is the confession. What's that confession? The confession of what we have believed. So it means that faith is confessing what you have believed. Salvation means deliverance. Salvation means healing. Salvation means salvation. And all these three wonderful virtues, all these three wonderful packages, the Bible says that if we don't confess with your mouth, you will not see them. So confession is very, very important. When you go to court, they'll give you Bible, then you confess.
Se wo ko eye asemdibia ye ma chrokonkron na wo de edin sie.
When you go to the occultic world and they are initiating you, they will let you confess.
Se wo ko eye occult eye adamoni bi amu anase bia wo de ho ko dom adamoni a ye do ejina ho na wa can tell me ensem bi.
Is it adamoni?
Ahohom.
Ahohom.
Adamoni
ahohom. Adamoni at. So when you see that he has done like this, that means he means occultic. Adamoni at home. The man of God. Is well. Jesus is Lord anyway. Amen.
Amen.
They do confession.
One more a yes, sir, and Pemukasa a king.
Everywhere you go,
baby Bia Beko Bia,
you have to confess.
And so to me, Pemukansen be
to partake.
Send a Bia Binya Adimuchefan.
You say you are part of the lodge. Confess to partake. You say you are part of the Freemasonry. Confess.
So also, okay, Freemasonry, hold here. NSO, the one way, a Pemu.
You say you are part of which one? Islam. Confess.
So also, okay, Islam, hold here. And your Pemu.
No, no, you confess.
Unim, okay,
Pemu. You say you love me. Confess.
Also, what domain? And your catcher, me.
You love me.
What domain?
Confess.
So okay.
Tell me. Speak it with your mouth.
Catcher me for one way. Be one on a catcher me.
I love you too, brother. Confess. If you don't say it, you can't partake. You see, the last time I told you that it is gradual. You have to start learning it. Take your time. You just take your time. Today I was talking to somebody on the phone and said, Charlie, Ghana is hard though. I said, Ghana is well in Ghana. I said, what is happening? That is like, oh, be one children. I said, it is well with my soul. The guy was like, what did I say? I said, it is well. These lips of mine don't say those things. Ghana is hard. The leadership is very bad. I said the Lord is in charge.
I said, ah, man penny no there be on your crime. I said there be a radic.
Pastor. There is no money. I say it will abound unto us. The Lord will abound unto us. Amen.
Amen.
Today. Then I was wondering, where did he? I was getting irritated. When he says those things, I get to the stairs, say, I was like, where does he get all these things from?
No, mommy, won't tell him.
I remember many years ago, I also spoke like that.
But
you see, I take my time. I've not finished all, but I'm still doing it. I take my time to identify what I have to say because it has been documented in the Word of God. And sometimes when you start, you get it wrong. You don't say it, and you say to the righteous, "It is well." And you just say, "Challenge, cry, I know it be." And saying, "It's not."
To me, catch your team. They say, also."
By the time you say, "Enye," will come to pass. So you take your time to learn what the Lord is saying. What you are supposed to say. You see, it is not everything you are supposed to say. There is what you are supposed to say.
And
the most important thing is that at certain times, what you are supposed to say at particular times. It's not everything that you can say. One day Jesus met a sick person. If it were you and I, we would have laid our hands and said, "Be healed in the name of Jesus." Is that not it? Jesus met a sick person. He said, "Come out." That day, at that time, it was not by his stripes you are healed, though. It is, "Come out."
That time, no, nenye, one man tam biem na wenyi yaro so osi pieko.
So you must know what to say. The truth of the matter is that almost every Christian knows that he has to confess positive. But what and how are they supposed to do it? And this is what I want to teach this evening.
What to say?
Let's look at the scriptures and then let's proceed. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and he hears me when I call.
my return. He sees the fall, and he hits me when I fall. He hits me when I fall.
Romans 10, the verse number 9 and 10.
Romans 10, the verse number 9 and 10.
Romans
10,
the verse
number 9 to 10.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, not somebody's mouth, but your mouth.
So what
that is why we tell you, can san same way dear chi. Me fa Yesu Christo.
Me fa Yesu Christo.
Semira.
Semira.
Enemekra. Ajenkwa.
Ajenkwa.
Efri neko.
Me yaudia.
Me yaudia.
Bedihine.
Amen.
Amen.
Your mouth.
I say, so what the world want no way back can say Yesu e
your mouth.
Wano.
Though I'm teaching you what to say, you have to say it with your mouth.
Me chirao senye ka. Ninyine munukran. Esa wo
wo di wano ka. And shall believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. This scripture is telling you that if you're not born again, you're going to stand somewhere. And the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You can't be saved.
Say, trust me, I can say, oh,
when somebody's preaching and he begins to say, you see, you have to give your life to Christ and become the Son of God. The father you have said, we are, you can be saved. There is a particular thing for you to say to be saved, and you have to know it.
So be bound, check me, catch us. Oh, I saw found, oh, don't home, man, I mean, I'll be in your members. Oh, yeah, yeah, but there be, you will be putting beer as a whoopem, muka, never be in your compound bar.
Sometimes you can be sitting in a car, and the car is going to get an accident. Jesus, sometimes you will die. But you can be in the car and say, I cannot die. Let the car crash and break and do whatever. Let everybody die. You'll be sitting there. Wow.
Well, what came?
Like one day, I found myself in a car.
That could be home, you said,
and the car was going into a ditch. Commercial car.
A shame, eh, quack
was shaman. Everybody was screaming.
No, be bira at Yetimu. Bia, Yetimu.
And then I was sitting there quietly. I remember something.
That
a man of purpose cannot die easily.
Say
then I realized that many lives are hooked to me. I can't just pass away just like that. So a man was asking me, I said, as long as I'm in this car cannot crash.
And
spoke it boldly
to me. And she said that.
So the car went. Just at the edge of the hole. Choo. And the man came to look at me. Who are you?
Kayi ebobu faso aye ne beye bia. Baya bejina monana no pepepepepe. And a brand ten shame was it in nanewo.
Papa penny in a brand. I said the man. I said the boy.
Papa penny shame and say, ah, na hinanewo.
He was asking me, he was calling me a brand here. You are saying about he was calling me about he was an elderly man like 60 there.
Papa ni mo awo di ben fie
edu aye
eko be hwe me nim say ah he na ne wo
me ni breaking come ho mama me chi revi careful, you don't respect, you want to kill me. I was burning and I was looking for opportunity to come and share. Like wow following the plan of God. Hey, what? So what was going on was not my concern, because I was so convinced it can't happen.
Tell me
what do you think, how many words or how many strategies or whatever should one get to convince you, brother, that you are a girl? There is a realm of knowledge, but the truth of the matter is that when you were born, if you were told you were a girl, you would have believed you were a girl. There are some men who believe they are girls. 3 days ago, somebody was telling me about a guy in Legon. But the guy believes he's a girl. He dressed like a girl. Dress and wear hot pants to lectures. We are saying, huh? And talks and box like. You know, that's that.
Very man. Or you know, who saw your bar.
What did I say?
You know, who saw bar.
What did I say? What did Red say? You are sick. You are becoming an animal. You don't know.
Daniel Abu will be known him.
A beautiful snake. You are just becoming a beautiful snake. You see, yeah,
Daniel Oba.
You see, that truth has entered into your consciousness and your subconsciousness. So, it is not easy for one to just get up and tell you are a girl. No, it can't happen.
So that is
how the word of God has to, be implanted into your consciousness and your subconsciousness. Come to a certain point. When they say you are not a believer, you are not a child of God, it sounds like, why are you blind, man? I'm too much a child of God to be anything else. What I say?
So to any crabby the do mua masia kasa wo send now ye beme kasa won ya berma un yin de hobe berma na me ye den sana senya mia sem no so e di do mu no because won your tin ni won your jidini na den no gege kai.
You see, there are things you can see, but they are not from your heart.
Ye wo enyema bi anansa me obetumi aka nanso ni nfiri wa komem.
You understand it? Paul said, I speak the truth. My conscience serves me right.
Paul say, "Me kano kreno na me hunhun susu echre me say adeno eye."
Let's look at what Jesus did in Matthew 4.
Yehwe ni Yesu eye ewo eye Matthew example no chapter 4 verse 9.
Are you ready there? Matthew 4 verse 1 to 11. Matthew 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. So you see that the devil was the one tempting him. And when you see one thing, let me give you this thing about temptation. One thing that I didn't tell you about temptation is that, you know, when you are tempted and you fail during temptation, you end up sinning. Okay, you end up backsliding and falling. Okay, but when you are tempted and you win during temptation, you wound the devil. He loses resources, he loses time. You wound him. Or you lose it. That is why when you are going through temptation, it is hard because the guy doesn't want to lose. You understand it?
Hello?
Are you here? That's why you must always learn to win your temptation. You must win it. Because when you win, many demons bleed. You wound them.
It would be a sign of sampa.
So he said, and when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, look at it very, very careful. If thou be the Son of God, when it comes to confession, there are some facts that one has to have, and those are the things one must confess. So I give you an assignment today. I'll mark it next week Tuesday. I know how I'll mark it. I'm telling you, go and take your Bible from tomorrow.
Go
and look for all the scriptures which talks about you. Mostly, we are, you are. Scriptures in epistles that says we are and you are. Look for them and write them out. And begin to learn them, begin to know them. Those are actually the wild swords of the spirit, the double-edged sword.
May show so fit your china air con for your seminal and send be a yacho mwaka say, yeah, yeah, and now we ye be an
we are the righteousness of God.
The
first thing that one has to know as a believer is your identity. To be able to have the right confessions, you must know your true identity in Christ. Just imagine that you are at a very dangerous place. And a wicked man comes to you. And pulls a knife.
Now what she kind?
I said, I want to choke you.
No, but say,
and you scream and you say,
now what
I'm the apple of God's eye. You can touch me. Do you know what happens? The angels keep you like God's eye. You must know your identity, your true identity in Christ. That is one of the things I got to know when I was sitting in the car. And I said, as long as I'm here, it cannot happen. Now, do you know the next question the man asked me? Who are you? It means that identity is actually very much important. Your identity suggests your authority. He said, if you are the Son of God, if thou be the Son of God, so the enemy came to challenge Jesus on his identity. If you are the Son of God, you must know what redemption has done for you. Number one, you should be able to come to a certain point of understanding that you are the righteousness of God in Christ.
Wow.
Wow. When we look at you,
say, yeah, sure,
we should see how right God is. You should know that the unholy God has produced holy children. You should know what the blood of Jesus has done for you. What has the blood done for you? Somebody tell me. All of us, let's say, what has the blood done for us?
Redeemed.
You should know you are redeemed.
I'm
redeemed. What are you redeemed from? You're redeemed from the power of God, sin and death. You're not under that influence again. When you begin to know these things, even addictions breaks their power.
So be hunu we nimo adibie what to mountain tana say aka wa ya 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 no ebubu.
I'm redeemed by the blood.
Mocha no ajeme.
Sin has no control over me.
Boning enemy so to me.
I'm redeemed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Menya ochie what Jesus Christ.
I'm the redemption of God.
Meni nyame ochie.
Wow.
Wow.
When you confess these things,
say upe mo kasa nyema we a.
Things you don't have control over begin to lose control.
One
day,
Dako,
you know, when we got born again, when I got born again, I had friends who were not born again, smoking weed, going about, doing many things. And one day, almost all of them also got born again, except one person. His name was Yao Intim. If you have been in this town for long and you are grown enough, you know who Yao Intim. And we kept preaching to him. One day, as we were preaching to him, at the Kameni
Junction,
he was holding a bottle of Tosca. Do you know Tosca? And then Yao said, he was holding a thing. So we have to stop preaching to him. No, we left him. What was that? He declared his identity. So we kept quiet. Truly, his father is a Muslim, but all his sisters and brothers are all around. That's my brother. Now, the day he was dying at Kolebu, he said, "Mommy, call them to come and tell me about the Jesus they tried to tell me." And the mommy called us. At that time, we were walking on the Morning Star Road. And we said, "We are not there. How do we get to Kolebu?" And then later, we said, "Okay, she should give. We are calling her for her to tell us. She should give the phone to him so that when she called back again, she said, Yao is dead." Within a space of 3 minutes, something, say, Yao is dead. Yao in tea. Whiskey. Last time some come here, cremoni. It's gone.
But Yari or Dao won't pass as a man framing crop for
my years.
No more can once and no more can once.
You should know your identity.
So,
when you know your identity,
so be willing to pursue away.
it will automatically determine the language that will come out of your lips. It will streamline your confession. It will influence your confession. The scripture said, Jesus became poor that we may be rich. So you know that as long as you are a believer, you can't lack. So the moment you come to a point, you realize that there's a challenge. People are like, hey, you don't have, straight up, you are not going to say as they say. You speak according to what the Lord has done.
Your identity.
You should get to a point and know that you are saved. If I'm saved, then I'm safe. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Are you following what I'm trying to teach? Romans 6:4 says that therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. That means that this scripture says that we are buried with Christ. You should know this about yourself, that you are buried with Christ.
Trust him, say, Romans 8:37.
Look at what the scripture says. Romans 8:37. The scripture says, nay, in all these things, we are. Do I have church members here?
Yes, see.
I said what?
We are more than
conquerors.
Yes, sing.
These are the things that should be coming out of your mouth.
When
you know your true identity, that you are more than conqueror. Through him that loved you.
And
what should I say, Pastor? I am more than a conqueror. What should I say, Pastor?
So for then I'm
more than a conqueror. Brother, I'm going through this challenge. What? I'm more than conqueror.
But so for me, first I do more. There be wasting couldn't do for.
Keep speaking it.
Talk so
you should know it.
As soon
who know who you are.
Who are near away?
Who are you?
Hinane.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Missing couldn't do for.
Who are you?
Hinane. Missing couldn't do for.
You should know it. It should be part of your language.
I say account a yo kasa.
Charlie, how are you?
Ah, what is saying?
I'm blessed with all heavenly blessings.
Oh, also yeah, this room.
This is how we speak.
Say ni kasa.
A lady called me, said, Pastor. You know why I like calling you?
When
I said no.
Doesn't me
he said, when I call you and I greet you, the way you greet, you respond to me. He said, I have learned them. Meet when people call me, that's how I greet. And they are happy. I said, how do I greet? I've not even taken notice. When I call you, you are blessed. He said, I can't fail. But sometimes I call you, Pastor, good morning. He said, blessed morning.
Good morning. Said, oh, blessed
how are you?
Morning.
I said, I'm winning.
What is saying? Oh, me dim kunim, me diko. Me ko me nim ko.
I'm graced.
Oh, nyami adom.
Oh, I'm loaded.
Nyami adom me. Oh, nyami.
So that my stack will call me.
You be a Mr. Start to me, Fremi.
Cha bro, how are you?
Oh, nyami,
I'm on top. Oh, I'm on top.
Oh, me was through. Me
did. On top. Be what?
Now was through.
I'm resting. I said I'm resting there.
So me jima home.
I'm taking my rest.
Me jima home was through.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That must be your language.
When they say your kasa.
That must be their language.
When they say your kasa.
I'm talking to somebody.
When you be kasa,
Charlie, how can you know?
No, but anyway,
do you know the way forward?
When you require now,
the Lord is my shepherd.
Oh, Eradine my shepherd.
You see, when you speak like this in the realm of the spirit, you destroy many things that are opposing you.
So, who yes, I ya who whom you are saying, who say name Bibria, Ekutia, who say no shetim.
So, you should know them who you are.
It is so to me, who no ni pasua.
We know. See, we are more than the conqueror. Through him that loved us.
Wow.
More than the conqueror. Romans 8:28. Look at what the Bible, the scripture says.
Romans 4 woman. Katafan watchi. Ni yimodu eye. Do no watchi no.
Let's start from 16 rather. 8:16. Look at it. So beautiful.
Wow.
Glory. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are. This is, you see, this truth must enter you. Otherwise, it will just remain a statement in your brains.
Such as I said to me, when
the scriptures remain in your brain, you are not different from a professor who teaches theology. The Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So I know I'm a child of God. I'm a child of God. I am a child of God. I'm giving you 5 seconds. Say it, reflecting on it. Reflect on it, what it means to be a child of God.
I'm
a child of God. I'm a child of the Almighty God. I'm born of God. This is what you should know. What does it mean to be a child of God? What does it mean to be a child of God?
And
then you realize that it begins to come.
People
take their pride in who gave birth to them. People have some protocols in this country because of whose child they are. These things are not just written for quotation. They are written, they are realities, they are facts. They are realities for our discovery. And when it is for our discovery so that we may have our recovery.
When yen send me a church on keke, we ye no cry yet in Timua, as I see a bat na ye behunun, Ness ye behunun so, and never boy and none ye be a child to me. Me yo nyako pompa.
Wow. When we're in Achimota school, there were some people when we were coming to school, they come to school with bodyguards. Because they were special children. I remember I heard a story about one of the Ashanti queen, Ashanti Hima or something, one of them who came to school, and they had to give her a servant to come and serve her.
Wow.
I'm a child of God. Do you understand it?
What you see?
You enter your office and it's like, I'm a child of God. You are so conscious.
Just what
this one, there are things we say we forget to. There are things we say and we keep on reminding ourselves.
At every point in time.
I'm a child of God. That's why I love that song. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm a child of God. What it means that you are entitled to the angelic host in the house of God. When the prodigal son got to know that he was a child of the house, he requested of his portion, and the father couldn't resist him. He gave it to him. I'm a child of God.
Oba the bonnie nino anasa de sefono or any pan also or ye or bano no be san a japadien a janin to manya she or the man who say we yameba.
I'm a child of God.
Me and yameba.
Lake baby. Romans 7:6. He says that but now we are delivered from the law. So I'm not under the law again. I'm delivered.
Yeah, Jimmy.
So whatever wants to grab you, whoever wants to disturb you with the law, you are delivered from it.
You walk
in the street everywhere and you are confessing this thing. Not just speaking it, but speaking in understanding. You know what you are saying. You say it until when you open your mouth, it comes out automatically. Pastor, how are you? I'm blessed. And you? Oh, Pastor, it's well. Glory to God. Let your conversation change. The Bible says, let your words be seasoned with salt, that it may minister grace unto hearers. Some of us, when we speak, people feel graced.
Before I came here,
somebody was telling me, said, Pastor, my brother-in-law said that when you are preaching, it hits me. It hit him. He feels so touched. He feels so blessed. He said, I've never heard preacher man like that. I said, so why is he not coming to church? He said, I have a problem. Every day will tell me like that. That is why you need clarity this month.
Yeah.
God must know where your blessings are. May your words be seasoned with salt. So that it will minister grace unto hearers. We don't speak according to what we see. We don't speak according to what we hear. We don't speak according to what is happening around us, in our bodies, in our head, in our soul. You know, no, we speak according to what the Spirit has expressly said. What has the Spirit said? The Spirit bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. I'm a child of God. You should be excited when you get out there and somebody is confessing your identity. You should agree with him. Brother, I hope all is well. Oh, I'm a child of God. It's working. Oh, glory. It's working. It's like you know you have met a kingdom partner. I'm a child of God. Speak it. Angels will always show that, Charlie. We have to protect the child of God. You have to protect the child of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Is it working?
Yes.
Wow. So you must know. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Come and sing the song. Come and sing that song. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, oh, oh. I am a child of God. Song you should be singing on.
Lord,
deliver us from my enemies, till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer
your
as one.
You have chosen me.
You have chosen me.
Love has called my name.
Love has called my name.
So that consciously you walk out knowing that you are the child of God. You are no longer a slave to sin or fear. Do everything to remind yourself of who you are. If Jesus had lost his identity, he would have listened to the devil's voice.
Said,
if you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread.
You
are telling the bread of life that he should turn stones into bread. He knew his identity. Know who you are. Your confessions will change. Know who you are. Your confessions will change. Know who you are. Your confessions will change. Last time,
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
Number two thing you must know.
A dear toss me, you say, oh, no.
Okay, our time is up. Okay, I have four things to talk about. I'm ending here. At least go and work on this one. Take the Bible and find out all that the Bible says you are.
Now, who causes you a near man? Trust in a castle, a cafe, one castle. Say, whoa, who you say?
What do you know? What do you know so far? What do you know about yourself?
Everything
what do you know?
A dang pan, only for one castle.
You are more than a conqueror. What do you know? You are a child of God, brother. What do you know? Come again. I'm a champion in Christ. What do you know? I'm redeemed. You see, you should know things. These are the things you are supposed to know.
When
know it.
This is the problem.
I'm telling you, you must know who you are. Why can't you do what you want to do? You are a child of God.
I didn't think I want to mean you
know it. It will automatically unravel you. It will automatically reveal your true identity and help you to conduct your conversation.
So
go and sit down. Go and do it. Know it. Who am I? You can even write them out.
Which may I try to
every day make sure you are looking at them. I'm blessed with all spiritual blessings.
Oh,
I'm a child of God. I'm redeemed. I'm full of the Spirit. I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Oh,
just write all. I am.
Church,
you are. We are. Write everything and know them and see what will happen. This is the word of God to us tonight.
Fire. songs of deliverance. We've been liberated from our bondage. We're the sons and the daughters. Let us sing our I'm no